Our next report comes from Lara Thomason's fourth grade class in Kellyer, Minnesota.
This is Liasha.
And Abby reporting from Ms. Thomason's fourth grade classroom at Kellyer Elementary.
Here is our phrenology report for this week of October 21st. Abby saw a monarch butterfly spreading its wings on her porch.
We were surprised to hear one was still in the area.
Aiden's brother Ethan shot a coyote and two very big bald eagles came and ate it.
Kaylin had a mouse running around in her bedroom.
We think mice are starting to try to get inside because it's getting colder.
Emma saw a black squirrel in her grandparents' backyard.
Clayton saw a magpie nest. It was a large pile of sticks in a tree.
We wonder if it has anything interesting in its nest.
Ava estimate that this week we are at 80% leaf loss on deciduous trees.
Liasha's dad saw snow buntings for the first time this year in their backyard. It looked like they were collecting things.
Kimberly saw a dead cockroach by the doorstep outside. It probably died of the cold.
We were looking forward to going in the woods with Mr. Latimer this Thursday, but now we can't because school has been canceled for the football game in Fargo.
We hope you can come visit us soon, Mr. Latimer. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Was it Liasha and Abby, our reporters there? A monarch butterfly. That would be a pretty late sighting of a monarch. That's interesting. I wonder what will happen to that one. Mice are definitely coming indoors. My trap line is producing bountiful pelts. I just don't know what I'm going to sew them into. Maybe a glove. Magpie nest. I have seen a magpie nest. They do look like just a pile of sticks. But they are quite intricately constructed and very interesting to look at. 80% leaf loss up in the Kellyer area. I would say that's probably true of this area as well. And snow buntings getting sighted up that way. So definitely moving from fall to the more early winter kind of sightings in Kellyer.